Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
If these directions are right, we should be at a factory where a million experts are hard at work. But where's the production line? This looks like a sleepy field where nothing's going on. But let's take a closer look. Now I see. The workers are bees, and their job is to find the food in flowers. Watch this honeybee dip her tongue into the center and crawl all around the petals. She's looking for something to eat. She'll hang underneath a blossom and fly from flower to flower, gathering pollen on her body and drinking the sweet flower juice called nectar. You know, bumblebees and other bees work here too, but it's only honeybees that take the nectar home and turn it into honey. And their sweet story is in this book, The Life Cycle of the Honeybee.
The Life Cycle of the Honeybee by Paula Z. Hogan. Illustrations by Jerry K. Striegens. Read by Barbara Felden. One sunny day, a queen honeybee leaves her hive. Male bees, called drones, follow her. The queen mates with a drone. Now she can lay eggs. The queen flies back to the hive. Laying many eggs is her job. She puts one egg in each cell. In 3 days, the eggs hatch. Out come larvae. Worker bees feed the larvae. After 5 or 6 days, workers cover the larvae cells. Inside the cell, the larva grows into a pupa. In about 10 days, a young bee comes out of the cell. Hives have only one queen. Most other bees are workers. Some bees are drones. Workers are females, drones are males. Young worker bees stay inside the hive. They clean the cells and make food. Workers make wax to build cells. Some cells are for eggs, other cells are for food. Sometimes the hive is too hot. The wax begins to melt. Worker bees beat their wings as fast as they can. They make wind to cool the hive. The door of the hive must be watched. Robber bees try to steal honey. Workers and robbers fight. Both bees die after stinging once. Outside the hive, older worker bees look for flowers. Inside a flower is food for bees. Bees change some of the food into honey. After finding flowers, a bee flies home. other workers smell her food. They want to find flowers too. The bee tells where the flowers are by dancing. The others feel her move. Now they all know where to get food. Sometimes a hive has too many bees. The queen, some workers, and a few drones fly away. They look for a new hive. In the old hive, a new queen is born. Soon she will lay eggs and start the life cycle of the honeybee all over again.
Some honeybees live in trees, but most live in high-rise apartments built especially for them by beekeepers. And the beekeepers charge rent. But it isn't money, it's honey. Hiya, Tony.
How you doing, LeVar?
This is Tony Jadzak, an apiculturist, a bee expert. And Tony's gonna show us the inner workings of some beehives. But first, Tony, I've got a very important question for you. Am I going to get stung by these bees?
Not if you suit up.
Ah. I'm bee-proof.
Whew. Just a few things to remember in the bee yard, LeVar.
Okay, Tony.
Stay away from in front of the entrances.
Uh-huh.
Stay out of the bee's flight pattern, which you can see here.
Right.
And walk around the hives, no fast movements.
No fast movements, right. Okay, I don't want to do anything to upset these bees, Tony. Calm bee is a happy bee. That's always been my motto. So you have, what, three tiers here to this hive?
That's right. In the bottom boxes, that's where the young are, where the larvae. And in the top boxes is where they store their food or honey.
You know, I'm dying to take a look inside here. Can we take the top off?
Yep, but first we'll have to smoke them.
Smoke them? What's that do?
The smoke makes the bees eat honey.
So when they eat the honey, they kind of get a little sleepy, huh?
Just like you after Thanksgiving.
Slows them down a bit. So where do we put the smoke?
Blow a little bit in the entrance.
Okay.
And then when I lift the cover, puff a little bit up top.
Okay, just like this, huh?
Right.
This doesn't hurt the bees, does it?
Not a bit.
Tony, you have to put your gloves on, don't you?
No, I work with bees so much that the stings don't bother me anymore.
Whoa! Look at those bees! About how many bees are in here, Tony?
It's about 60,000 in this hive.
60,000 bees. Wow. And now we kind of put a little
smoke
over here?
Just blow a little bit of smoke right over the frames. Don't be afraid to give it to them.
Okay. They really don't mind. Right. I guess they're kind of used to this, huh?
That's right, and you'll notice they'll start moving down. We'll pull out a frame and see if they've made any honey.
Okay. Whoa, look at these bees. Now, what are they doing here?
You notice they've got their heads in and they're drinking nectar.
Oh, yeah, look at them. They're like at the water fountain or something.
That's right.
Ah.
See their little tongue sticking out?
Yeah, they're draining it dry, this comb here. Now, what is the difference between nectar and honey?
Okay, nectar is produced by the flowers.
Uh-huh.
And that's the sugars that a flower will put out.
Right.
The bees gather the nectar, bring it home to the hive, and then deposit it into these cells.
Right.
And the bees will go over on top of it and fan their wings to evaporate the water.
So it just turns into honey by taking all the water out.
That's right. Here you can see the capped honey. They'll cap it with wax to keep moisture from going back in.
Mm-hmm. So what's happening on the next level down, Tony?
On the next level is where the queen lays her eggs and they raise the young. Well, right here we can see the queen.
Yeah, you can really see how she has a completely different shape than all of the other
That's
bees.
Right. She has the same makeup as a worker honeybee, but you notice her abdomen is very much longer.
It's longer, yeah.
And that's because she's made for laying eggs. And also her legs are much longer. And you'll notice that when she moves. And you also notice her thorax, which is this black shiny part here, isn't as fuzzy as on the worker bees. And the worker bees have a lot of hair, so pollen will stick to them when they're on flowers.
Right. Now, who are all these bees around her, Tony?
These are her attendants, so, and they also call it the Queen's Court.
Queen's Court.
You see how they make a circle around her?
So her whole job is to go around laying eggs all day, huh?
That's right. During peak periods of the summer, she'll lay as many as 2,000 eggs a day. She's an egg-laying machine.
2,000 eggs a day. Do they feed her while she's doing this?
That's right.
She doesn't even get to stop for lunch?
No. In this frame here, you can see the young larva. See little curly, pearly white things?
Oh, those are the babies in there.
That's right. Look, LeVar, over here you can see a bee feeding one of the larvae. She'll stick her head in there and deposit some food, nectar, and pollen to the larva.
And then she'll cap the cell with wax and the larva will grow inside?
That's right.
Ooh, what's going on over here?
That's a brand new bee emerging for the first time. You can see her poking her head out and chewing her way through the comb. She's gone through the stages of egg, larva, and pupa, and now she's reached the adult stage.
Wow, a brand new baby bee. What's going on at the front of the hive, Tony?
The ones facing inward are fanning to cool off the hive. They're directing their air currents right in there into the entrance.
Uh-huh.
Because they have to maintain this hive at 93 degrees for the larva to develop.
And bees know exactly what 93 degrees feels like?
Pretty close.
I notice there are bees constantly coming and going here at the entrance to the hive.
Right, those are the foragers. And those are the bees that are going to the flowers for nectar and pollen.
Uh-huh.
You notice, LeVar, some of these bees are carrying pollen in their pollen baskets. Those are the bees with the orange balls on the side of their legs.
Yeah, so these guys have just come from the fields, huh?
That's right, but they don't bring all the pollen back. Some of it's deposited from flower to flower on their body hairs, and that's really the bee's most important job, passing pollen around.
That's how flowers
produce seed and fruit.
Right. You know, Tony, bees lead a very busy life.
That's right, LeVar, and let's let them get back to work.
Good idea. Now, I know there's a way to get the honey from the comb into the jar. I just can't figure it out. But professional beekeepers like Dave Smith can fill this jar and 100 others in no time at all.
When you have as many bees as I do, you have to extract daily for at least a week to get all the honey out of the combs, and it's a pretty long day. So I put the boxes on the truck, drive them to my honey house, stack them up next to the extractor. I make sure they're nice and warm so that the honey will flow out of the combs really easily. Bees cap over the frame of honey with wax. I have to take these cappings off with a hot knife. So it's meant to melt the wax and cut the wax as it's coming through the cappings. As I uncap the honey frames, I line them up in my uncapping tray and let them drip out until I need to load them into the extractor. Thank you. as the extractor starts to spin, the honey is thrown to the outer wall of the extractor. The honey runs out the tube at the back end into the clarifier. Honey gets to a certain height, it's pumped up into the holding tank. And then I open the spigot and draw off a nice, clean jar of honey. Everyone has a favorite way of eating honey, but mine is straight out of the jar.
We're busy, busy bees. We live in the hive. Working together is what keeps us alive. We got jobs to do, so excuse us, please. We're busy, 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 busy bees. We fly to the fields in the early morning hours to get pollen and nectar from out of the flowers. We'll make honey from the nectar that we found. We'll take some other pollen and spread it around, which will pollinate the flowers and make more grow. Then with pollen and nectar to the hive we'll go. We're busy, busy bees, busy, 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 busy bees. Back at the hive, our home sweet home, we store the honey for later in the honeycomb. Let me introduce you to some royalty. It's a hard-working lady, that's our queen bee. She lays eggs all day and doesn't miss a beat. Other bees have to feed her cause she has no time to eat. She's a busy, busy bee, busy, 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 busy bee. Into lava and we feed them too, and we guard the entrance. There's so many jobs to do. We work real hard and that's not jive, and that's the latest buzz from inside the beehive. We're busy, 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 busy bees.
Unlike bees, people don't store their prized possessions in honeycombs. We keep them in libraries. And if you comb the shelves for some interesting books, you'll find many to keep you buzzing. Here are some I think are honeys. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Did you know that if not for honeybees, we'd be missing some flowers and plants and trees? And if you'd like to find out why, I've got a book for you to try, The Reason for a Flower by Ruth Heller. It really ought to be a bestseller. You'll learn how pollen is collected by bees, and when it blows in the wind, it can make you sneeze. You'll also find out how seeds are born. Some may be the kernels in your popcorn. Flowers that eat insects are called carnivorous, and animals that only eat plants are herbivorous. The pictures in this book are great indeed. You'll even see the world's biggest seed. I'm Jeffrey Nunner, and I recommend this book. So go down to your library and take a look. If you read the facts once or twice, you'll know them. But the big surprise is, this book's a poem.
Hello, my name is Yanuka, and I just read a wonderful book I really enjoyed. It's called The Lady and the Spider, and it's about a spider who lives in a lady's garden. A spider comes to live on a head of lettuce in a lady's garden. The leaves are the walls and ceiling for her house. When it rains, the water falls from the leaves into a puddle, and that makes a swimming pool. One day, the lady picks the lettuce from the garden so she can eat it for lunch. Now the spider is trapped. The lady begins to throw the spider out, but she changes her mind. I learned a lot about spiders, and also something else. You should think twice before killing bugs. I would like you to read this book too, because it's a very nice story.
Hello, my name's Mark. Have you been going buggy trying to find a funny joke book? Well, I've been reading this book, and it's called Going Buggy. It's by Peter and Connie Roop. It has me cracking up. You'll find lots of funny wordplays in this book, like this one. what kind of insects are the best builders? Carpenter ants. Here's a funny joke. Why did the spider spin a web? Because she didn't know how to knit one. The pictures alone will get you and your friends laughing out loud. After you read this book, and I'm sure you'll like it, share it with your family. It'll make for some great laughs. Try to get your hands on Going Buggy.
How you doing?
Good, Tony. How are you doing?
Good.
Got a package there for you.
Well, thanks.
Okay, you be careful now.
I will.
See you later.
What you got here, Tony?
A package.
Whoa, bees! In the mail?
Sure. Let's go get suited up and start a new hive.
All right. Now, why is it that they're all crowded around the top and around the can in the center there?
Well, they've clustered on the can of sugar syrup, which is what feeds them on their way up from the south.
Uh-huh.
And you notice it's screened so they don't suffocate while they're in the trucks.
Where did these bees come from?
They came from Georgia.
Well, they must be tired.
I guess.
So what's the first thing that we have to do in order to start the new hive?
Well, the first thing, we should feed them with a little sugar syrup. And if you'd paint the screens, they'll start making wax on the foundation we're gonna give them. So they start drinking it?
Yeah, they're drinking it right away. They love this. What's in this? Sugar
just
water?
Just sugar and water.
Sugar and water. Now, why do we want to feed them before we put them in their new home?
Well, we want them to stay once we shake them in there. So if they have a nice full stomach, they can immediately start making wax.
Ah, and they'll make this new hive their own, huh?
That's right.
Just paint it on here, huh?
You're doing great. Now, the next step is to pry off the lid. And you'll notice the can's right there so the bees don't...
Right, the bees don't just fly out.
That's right. And you see this string here? That's what the queen cage is attached to.
So while the bees are traveling, the queen is actually kept separate from the rest of the hive.
That's right.
And now?
Well, before we pull the can, we've got to give the bees a jar so they all fall to the bottom of the cage. And I'll kind of shake that can so we don't get any bees. And then you see here's where they feed.
They just stick their little tongues in there and drink, huh?
That's right, right through the gauze. And I'll pull the queen out. And you can see there's
and
the queen.
There she is. And she's got her attendants in there too, huh?
That's right.
Then let's put the bees in their new home.
Now we're ready to put the queen in, but before we do, we'll pull the cork out of one end. You notice the candy here.
So the bees will eat through the candy, and then the queen will be able
right.
to get out. Okay, here you go.
And if you would be kind enough to put the rest of the frames in the hive, this hive can go to work.
Just slide them in, huh?
All the way over.
Like that?
Now we're ready to close her up. First the inner cover, and the outer cover, and that's that.
Well, now how long will it take before they're making honey, Tony?
Within a couple days, they'll be making honey.
Unbelievable. I had no idea that bees were such fascinating creatures. Now I know why bees are so busy. They make enough honey to feed themselves and to give us a sweet treat, too. But most important, by buzzing from flower to flower, bees spread pollen. Pollen to help grow flowers, vegetables, and fruit, like this apple.
So thanks, bees, and keep up the good work. I'll be seeing you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Life Cycle of the Honeybee by Paula Z. Hogan. Illustrations by Jerry K. Striggins, published by Rain Tree Publishers. The Reason for a Flower by Ruth Heller, published by Grosset and Dunlap. The Lady and the Spider by Faith McNulty, illustrated by Bob Marstall, published by Harper and Row. Going Buggy, Jokes About Insects by Peter and Connie Roop. Pictures by Joan Hansen, published by Lerner Publications Company.